With the popularity of such TV shows as American Idol and Fame, America seems to be on a collective hunt for new talent. Well, every day, many of us walk by some of the nation's most overlooked talent, the men and women who play for money on the streets. So this summer, for a few moments every Friday, we'll pause to listen. We asked NPR reporters around the country to nominate their favorite street musicians, and we begin with NPR's Robert Smith in New York City.
The New York subway system is designed to move millions of people quickly and efficiently.
This is Grand Central, 42nd Street.
But on this Friday afternoon, something is about to bring this whole crowd of commuters to a complete halt. A trombone solo by Alex Lodico. The train comes and goes in the tunnel below us, but the crowd stays. When Alex plays, he's magnetic. Sweat pours down his face. He bends at the waist, swinging his trombone like an elephant's trunk. When he finishes his solo, Alex steps away from the rest of his combo. He begins to work the crowd. Shaking hands, accepting donations, selling a few CDs. The subway platforms have been Alex Lodico's stage for 2 decades now, ever since he came to America from Palermo, Sicily. He traveled to New York with his trombone to learn jazz from the masters, but he found he was learning just as much down here in the subway.
Being able to play that much, that long, that frequently, be able to watch how people react to what I do, be able to find how to relate to them and still be true to myself. All that stuff is precious. Build a big sound on your horn when you never have a microphone in front of you. And you have to project like the old people had to.
Alex and the rest of his combo, Eddie Bishai, Todd Nicholson, Michael Lawler, and Eiji Obata, have the same philosophy, swing till you drop. Alex says that jazz can sometimes get too intellectual, too complex. He's learned from the subway that you have to grab people right away.
How can you appeal to everybody? You touch their heart when you get the beat right. That's my experience. It's not about complex harmonies. It's not about very sophisticated melodies. Once you get the rhythm right, the beat right, everything else falls into place.
What makes Alex Lodico so great is that he taps into the flow of the subway itself. Slow and steamy at times. Then, like some commuter running for a train, the music takes off. There are a lot of great musicians in the New York subway, but I have never seen this. Total strangers start dancing with each other, spinning around in front of Alex.
We all like the same thing. We all like a good laugh and a good dance and a smile, you know, and it's all, you know, you try to put everything in that one note. You try to really get to put everything in that one note, the whole world in that one note. They recognize it.
Maybe that's what we all need during a long, hot commute. Someone to make us slow down for a minute. Maybe even dance. To send us into our subway cars and swing in our steps. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.